Is it permitted for one to cut off the branch of a fruit-bearing tree for the sake of Shavuos decorations? So as we know, it is a minhag Yisrael amongst many communities till this very day to decorate the shul and decorate the home with plants, flowers, and as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and the Alter Rebbe, even trees and branches of trees for the sake of remembering that Shavuos is judgment day for the fruits, so that we should remember to daven to Hashem on their behalf, so that we enjoy nice, good fruits during the year. And the question is raised as to whether it is permitted for one who desires to beautify his home or the shul with a tree branch that has some fruits on it, if he may cut it off for the sake of Shavuos. And of course, this question would relate to any time during the year and not just Shavuos itself. Regarding, is it permitted to cut off the branch of a fruit tree? So as is known that it's recorded in the Poskim, in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe and Shmiras Hagufa HaNefesh, Halacha 16 through 17, based on the Gemaras in Bava Kamma and Bava Basra, Makos and Psochim, and likewise recorded in many other Achreinim, that it is forbidden to uproot a fruit tree due to the Isser of Baal Tashchis, as well as due to a danger involved in doing so, a sakana for one who does so, in addition to the biblical prohibition of Baal Tashchis. And only in certain limited cases, in which we say that the benefit of mankind overrides the benefit of the fruit of the tree, do we permit halachically for one to cut it down. And even then, due to worry of danger, we initially have it be cut down by a Gentile, not by a Jew, even though it's mutter due to Baal Tashchis. So that's the general rule by a fruit tree, and now we want to discuss what about just a simple branch. The fruit tree will remain, I will just cut a branch off. So it's clear from the Poskim that if the purpose of you cutting the branch off is simply to prune the tree for maintenance, to benefit the health of the tree so it will grow healthy fruit, then it is permitted to be done in accordance to the directives of a professional gardener who understands this and which branches need to be cut off. However, what about to cut off a branch simply for beauty purposes, either to beautify the tree so it will look nice and trim with a fresh haircut, or as in our original question, to use to decorate your home or shul on Shavuos, or for any other reason? So practically we find that this matter is debated amongst the Poskim. Some Poskim rule that the entire prohibition against Baal Tashchis and danger in uprooting a fruit tree is only when you uproot the entire thing. You've destroyed its ability to produce fruit. However, if its ability remains, even though it's been a little limited because you knocked off a branch, nonetheless, there is no prohibition or danger involved, and therefore it's mutter to be done in all cases, whether simply to beautify the tree or to decorate your home with a fruit branch and the like. It's permitted. So rules the Mishnah Lemelech on the Rambam, the Beis Yankiv, the Shelas Yaivitz, and other Achreinim. However, other Achreinim rule stringently that the prohibition is not just universally on the entire tree, but individually on every single branch of the tree. As when you knock off a branch, you're destroying its ability to produce fruit. And therefore, Baal Tashchis applies regarding that branch, and the danger likewise applies regarding that branch, and therefore they rule it's forbidden. Unless, of course, you have a justifiable reason that permits even uprooting the tree, as we said before. Practically, the Poskim conclude that one may be lenient for the sake of a mitzvah, and in order to avoid all aspects of danger, it should be done through a guy, through a Gentile. So concludes that for the sake of a mitzvah, it's mutter, the Divrei Chaim, the Beis Yitzchok, David Misharim, Har Tzvi, and many milakde in Poskei Zmanenu. So practically, if you would like to cut off the branches of a tree which produces fruit simply for the sake of beautifying the tree, then it should not be done unless there is some health benefit for the fruits of the tree by you doing so. However, if you would like to cut off a branch for the sake of using it for a mitzvah such as to perform the minog of Shavuos decorations, then you may be lenient to do so, although primarily it should be done through a Gentile and not through a Jew in order to avoid all aspects of danger. It goes without saying that the above discussion is only regarding a fruit-bearing tree. However, a tree that does not bear fruit certainly is permitted to prune it and cut its branches off and use for decorations without any limit.